This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is 7-5 Radio. I am Peter Scoop Stanton. Literally just got on the air as the bumpers were playing. Anyways, Mr. Yerkew will not be joining us today. He had some issues at his other job he had to take care of. But never fear, we have our fill-in host and our marketing director, Mike Guerin, on the phone. Mike, how are we doing?
Hey, good morning, Scoop. I'm doing great, my friend. Happy to be alive another day in Tennessee.
Yep, and we're glad you're with us today on 7-5 Radio. Mike, as you know, first thing we do is to remember the fallen officers murdered in the line of duty. First, we want to remember Deputy Sheriff Troy Chisholm of the Fulton County, Illinois Sheriff's Office. End of watch, June 25th, 2019. His killer is alive and in custody. Police Officer Michael Langsdorf, North County Police Cooperative in Missouri. End of watch, June 23rd. His killer is alive and in custody. And what's really disgusting about the death of Officer Langsdorf is that some piece of human debris decided to put his death on Facebook Live. Some ghetto creature decided to pull out her phone and put it on Facebook Live, thinking she's going to help the cop. But she did absolutely nothing but, you know, just make a bad situation worse. And surprisingly, she got death threats. Anyways, we want to remember also Langsdorf. Also, we need to remember Corporal Jose Espercueta of the Mission, Texas Police Department. End of watch, June 20th, 2019. Now, his killer, fortunately, is DOA. Also, Mike, we have another sad note out of the city of New York, where Walt and I both used to work. Another police suicide. This time, it's Officer Kevin Priest, the 50th Precinct, 24-year veteran. He shot himself at his home in Nassau County, Long Island. And what's really interesting is that Officer Priest worked in my old neighborhood. I used to live in the 50 precinct, and he patrolled at the time I was living in the 50. But anyways, he could have retired over 4 years ago, but he decided to stick it out. He leaves a wife and several children. Meanwhile, Bill de Blasio at the Democratic debate was talking about how he has to worry about his black son being harmed by the police, even though his police department has, correction, his family is protected by New York's finest all day, every day. So anyways, in a month, we had four members of New York City Police Department killed. Also, we've had about six officers killed, shot, and murdered in line of duty, and also one detective that was killed by friendly fire. Mike, we also talked about the suicide hotline. Those who need help, you don't have to be a law enforcement officer, but those who need help, please get help. The National Suicide Hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. Mike, what's your take on all the line-of-duty deaths by gunfire and police suicides in the city of New York?
It's heart-wrenching, heartbreaking. I want to be angry and sad, and there's so many emotions. I've been keeping up with this daily. I get email every time an officer goes down, and Scoop, it's out of control. I just you know, I'm angry because of the atmosphere in this country that people have been led to believe that it's okay to resist and to just have open season on a police officer. And the suicides sadden me even more. You know, I've said this before on the show, and you guys are from the same era that I was in law enforcement. You know, we did it all wrong, and we're still doing it wrong. As you and Walter talked about last week, you know, if you reach out for help, you're kind of a marked as a weak officer and somebody that they can't trust. And but I'm telling you, from personal experience and personal suffering, the bottling up of the emotions and things that you see and have to be involved in each and every day, you know, way we dealt with it is, you know, we all become alcoholics and, you know, destroyed 3 or 4 marriages and, you know, destroyed our lives just so we could help protect the public. And, you know, it's sad. I mean, people call us or call the police for help or any first responder, yet we as first responders and law enforcement will not reach out for help for nothing. And, you know, it's so sad that it comes to the point where your life is so miserable that you have to take your own life.
Right. And those officers who are having a tough time, with things that going on in life, because I mean, life happens. Just remember, there you have brothers and sisters out in the field that did not make it home at the end of watch. So, you know, you have a duty to carry on their legacy in your agency. And so, I mean, I'm sure that Officer Langsdorf, Deputy Chisholm, and Corporal Espercueta, I'm sure they'd rather be home in the current situation that they're in. So, but unfortunately, they're not. So those officers, deputies, constables out there thinking of doing the wrong thing, you know, you have brothers and sisters who you went to funerals for, or you've seen funerals for, or you put the bunting across that piece of tin on your chest. So, again, suicide hotline number is 800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. If you don't want to call them, call somebody else. Get a hold of us. We're all over Facebook. We're all over Twitter. We got 22 followers. Get some help. But anyways, Mike, moving on to some bigger and better things. We are very excited about this announcement. Mike, as you well know, due to your very hard work and your diligence, we are coming to a commercial break. But anyways, folks, stand by. We got some great news. We're going to be making appearances. We got a whole bunch of things going on with 7-5 Radio. We're going to be right back after these awesome messages. Take it away.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio. Now, this is a special week for us. It's the first for a whole bunch of us. First of all, this is the first time I did a press release for 7-5 Radio. But anyways, 7-5 Radio is proud to announce to be an official sponsor of the Topless Outlaws Late Model Racing Series. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to see a bunch of desperados without their shirts on. This is racing. If you know anything about racing, you know what it means to have a top on your outlaw car versus being a topless outlaw car. Do Google that because we just don't have the time to get into that. But anyways, this is a first for both organizations. This is the inaugural season for Topless Outlaw Racing. And this is the first sponsorship of anything for 7-5 Radio. What this means is that the 7-5 Radio will appear at racing venues and as well as over 60 cars. Plus, 7-5 Radio will sponsor different events that will go along with racing, such as a $50 award for best-looking car at a race, as well as a $100 award for best-looking car at the end-of-the-year banquet. It's a win-win situation, according to me, because auto racing is the last bastion of conservatism, where people cannot be bothered by the left, the media. They don't have to sit there and fight Antifa. And these people, racing fans, have a lot in common with the 7-5 Radio and 7-5 family. They love America. They love the South. They love the Southern values. They support flying the stars and bars. They support the military, support the law enforcement. Also, we like competition, and we like driving fast. Walter and I can both attest we push the boundaries of the posted speed limit on our vehicles countless times. Unfortunately, in the D.C. area, I can't do it too often because just too much traffic. But anyways, we look for a very long and prosperous relationship. But this was done thanks to Mike Guerin. Mike came to me and Walt and said, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we sponsor, get involved with auto racing? And I said, okay, talk to them. This is what we can do for them and see what they can do for us. And it's going to work out great. Mike, what else can you add? Because you are the brains. You are the backbone. You did all the legwork.
Well, you know, it wasn't a lot of work, but you know, I sit around, thankfully, I'm not quite as busy as you and Walter, and I get something on my mind. This, the cause of 7-5 Radio, what we stand for, is so dear to my heart. And I sit around each and every day thinking, how can I spread the word? You know, I want everybody, especially our brothers and sisters in blue, to know about this show, and what we stand for. And I had a friend of mine contact me on Facebook. I'd put our logo on there trying to just spread the word about the show. Friend of mine, you know, he texted me. He said, "Man, it's a cool logo." He said, "I'd like to have that on my car." And I mean, the bell went off just then. I'm like, "Oh my God! I wonder if there's any way that I could get the 7-5 logo on a race car here in the South, because it's, you know, it's dirt track racing. Like you said, it's it is a different world, and it's more of our world. These people, every race I go to several, and believe it or not, my wife even enjoys it. My daughter, which shocks me, but these people are they respect and honor veterans each and every race, and the race car drivers do a salute to the veterans each and every race before the big feature. They do what they call a four wide salute. The cars line up four wide and go around these small tracks, and you know, they carry the American flag around the track as the anthem plays, and each and every person stands and pays respect to that flag. And mentioned a friend, and I'll call his name is Shannon Norwood. He's the owner of Full Moon Graphics in Athens, Tennessee, and he is very big in he wraps these cars. He puts the graphics on all these cars and all these series, and very well known in this area, and has done work for big name race car drivers. So he hooked me up with Shannon, and Shannon and I have talked, and we've come up with this idea, neither one of us know what we're doing. This is their inaugural season, and this is me just trying to plug the show. And we came up with this idea, and we'll be going to. I think they've got like 10 more races, or a total of 10 in this series, and we're going to put the walk through the pits and give each driver the logo, and it's going to go on their car, and we get to pick each week who has the best looking hot rod, and whoever we pick, we're going to give them $50. And of course, if anybody knows anything about dirt car racing, it is a very expensive sport, and $50 is $50, and you know, that helps their cause and gets a photo op with whomever gets to be at the track. You know, I'm going to be at the first event. We're working on, hopefully, you know, Big Walter is working on some things, hoping he can be at some events. And we're just going to, you know, it's just another way to get the 7-5 name out there. And, you know, they're going to be calling out our name over the loudspeakers all night. And some of the race tracks, they have different, you know, they have what they call hot laps and dual races and heat laps and so on and so forth. And a great thing about the Outlaw Series is they rotate sponsors. So, you know, there's going to be several races where it's going to be, you know, the 7-5 Radio dual race or the 7-5 Radio hot laps or something. So it's just getting our name out there. And I love racing, and it's twofold. It helps our cause, and I get to hang out in the pits with the drivers. So
it's a win-win situation. And also another thing about Topless Outlaw, folks, you got to check out the website. You got to check out YouTube. This is not taking some your daddy's Impala station wagon, throwing a Chevy big block and doing circles. No, these cars they have very strict rules of what the car's supposed to there's schematics of the car, specifications of the car, and they put a lot of money in the these cars. I mean, it's got five guys' bodies got to be adhered to. It's just like NASCAR. Plus, if you watch the track, watch the races on this dirt track, you have to be very careful on how to maneuver the cars. Also, you have to pay close attention because lead changes every couple of seconds. But anyways, we're happy about that. Check out the Topless Outlaw Late Model Series at TODLMS.com. That's Tango, Oscar, Delta, Lima, Mike, Sierra.com. That's Tango, Oscar, Delta, Lima, Mike, Sierra.com. Also, I got some big news. Walter, when he contacted me this morning, said he couldn't make it because of work obligations. He will be, and I say will be, appearing July the 6th at the I-75 Raceway for the race of that night. I-75 Raceway is located at 1791 Route 68 in scenic Kenosha, Tennessee. Mike, have you been to that track before?
Absolutely. That is, I guess I would consider my home track. It's the closest to my house. And I was fortunate enough when I was still a paramedic, I used to be on the track safety crew, and I was there every Saturday night. That's where I go racing most of the time.
Right. Well, anyways, Mike, it's July the 6th. Be there. Walt will be there. Mike will be there. On the other end of the break, we'll talk about get your 75 T-shirt, 75 day, and some other bits and pieces. Take it away, boys.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the Supreme Court's announced it will consider appeals concerning DACA, the Obama-era policy protecting Dreamers, which are the millions of young Americans who were brought into the United States illegally as children. The Trump administration appealing rulings blocking attempts to repeal the program. The High Court will recess for the summer, so the case won't actually be heard until this fall. President Trump is still in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit, and tomorrow he'll be meeting there with the Chinese president with trade at the top of the agenda. Today, Trump met with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, and during a photo opportunity when asked if he had told Putin not to meddle in the 2020 election, the president wagged his finger at Putin and said, "Please don't meddle in our elections." This is USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpastes. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
The U.S. House sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package for migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Senate approved the bill, passing it with overwhelming bipartisan support, despite some objections from some Democrats who wanted a bill with more protections for migrants. Trump is expected to sign the bill. Reaction came swiftly after the 5-4 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that a citizenship question will not be allowed on the upcoming 2020 census.
President Donald Trump has made a request to White House attorneys to determine if it would be possible to delay the census, no matter how long, until the Supreme Court receives additional information on the matter. Senator Lindsey Graham believes the question regarding legal citizenship should be on the census form.
I think a lot of people believe that how much money a state gets based on the number of people should be related to those here legally, not illegally.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back on 7-5 Radio. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with our marketing director, Mike Guerin. Walter Yerkew had work obligations he needed to take care of. But anyways, funny thing, if you wonder why there's such a delay between the bumpers and me talking, I just love these bumpers. Anyways, if you just joined us, once again, we have Mike Guerin, our marketing director, and Phil and co-host on the air. We are also a sponsor of Topless Outlaw Racing based in the Southeast. And Walt and Mike will appear at the race on July the 6th. It's a Saturday, July the 6th. You can meet Mike, meet Walt, say hi, get an autograph, get some pictures, and so on and so forth. But before you do, make sure you buy some 7-5 t-shirts, because that's right. Again, thanks to Mike Guerin, we have some great 7-5 Radio t-shirts. In the front, they say 7-5 Radio. In the back, it's got the Punisher skull with the thin blue line and the stars and stripes. But anyways, we are not selling the shirts. We decided that we wanted to sell the shirts directly. Our supplier is Highway 58 Awards and Apparel. That's Highway 58 Awards and Apparel in Harrison, Tennessee. Their phone number is 423-344-9582. That's 423-344-9582. That way you can contact them, tell them what you want. You can get some special embroidery on the back, your name, my name, our website, your business, whatever. Also eliminates the middleman, i.e. 7-5 Radio, which means, Mike, tell me if I'm right. If you get t-shirts, you got to order a bunch of t-shirts, you got to put this money up front, you got to store them somewhere, and then people contact you. There's like, I need a 2X, a 3X, a 4X, and they send you a check. The check bounces, and then you send it to the post office box, and they're not there. They move the trailer somewhere else. So, you know what? We're going to keep these t-shirts cheap. We're going to keep these t-shirts available, so you get from the supplier to the mail to your back. So if you do go to I-75 Raceway on July the 6th to meet Walt and Mike, have a couple adult beverages, please purchase your 7-5 Radio shirts. Or if you like Walter's shirt with his famous phrase on it and his likeness, contact Walter directly either through Twitter or email us 75radioshow@gmail.com or through Facebook directly. Also, Walter may be selling some shirts, so we look forward to having a good time. Anything else you want to add for the big July 6th shindig over at I-75 Raceway?
I tell you, that's a big event. That is going to be their 4th of July celebration. It's always a huge crowd there. Lots of racing. Many different classes will be racing, and plus there's a big fireworks display at the end of the night. So I am so excited that we confirmed that Big Walter is going to be there. He's he's quite more the celebrity than Big Mike, the not so sexy radio intern. which I'm pretty well known up in that area, because that's where I spent most of my emergency career. I don't have the star power as Mr. Yerkew.
Right. And the funny thing about Walt is that you watch a 7-5, you think that guy is crazy and just will break your neck, which he will. But he's also one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. He's very down to earth. Despite the radio show, despite the movies, he's still Walt Yerkew. Mike, moving right along, let's go back to some more bad news. Dateline Washington, D.C., my home. I posted a video on our website, and y'all need to watch it very closely. It has to do with the Metro Transit Police Department, which patrols subways and buses in the Washington, D.C. area. There's a situation at the U Street Station, that's just the letter U, because they got street names with letters, where some Utes were causing disturbance and harassing passengers. Now, Metro Transit PD grabbed the Utes from eyewitnesses, pointing them out, causing trouble. And as usual, it's white cops detaining black youths in public, which draws crowds with cell phones. Now, the woman filming this incident is standing by with some other people we don't see on the screen. And she says her name is Shamir or something or other. And she's worried that the cops might act inappropriately, and she didn't get their nails done at the time, but, you know, it shows that she has priorities. You know, black youth interacting with the police in a police situation, and her nails. Now, after the lady's worried about her fellow youth and her nails, one officer walks towards a short bystander who was getting involved in something that did not concern him. Now, law enforcement calls it obstruction of justice. New York State has a law in the penal code that says obstruction of governmental authority. So this short little man was getting louder and belligerent, and one officer physically turned the short guy towards him instead of the situation with the teenager, and took a step backwards. Now, this is good because it's a tactical move. Get the guy's attention away from what's going on with that teenager, and then take a step backwards, and then to remain safe. But then Shorty took a step towards the officer. Now, the officer in self-defense pushed him back because you don't step up to cops. And then the little short man started pointing, talking trash, pushed the cop's arm away from him as the cop is pushing him back for, again, self-defense. It's tactical. So it's unlike Donkey Kong. So cops discharged his taser, which did absolutely nothing. So now they got to get dirty. So the officer and one of his co-workers put the guy on the floor, and this guy is like a squirrel. He's just not having it. So the lady with the phone and worried about her nails, telling the cops it's not necessary. Well, because the guy's resisting. And then the cops have to taser him again. You know, that's two times. And then that lady is telling that the cops are, he's down when he's not. He's been tased seven times when I counted twice. You can count twice too. And finally, they had to put him in an armbar takedown to get him down. So then Queen of Nail Salon says, it's effing ridiculous. We are at effing U Street African American Memorial. Well, the proper name of the train station was the U Street / African American Civil War Memorial / Cardozo Metro Station. Besides, if those kids were behaving properly and just going about their business, nobody would have called the police. So, anyways, look for. And then she talks about somebody watching kids in the stroller. So, I think the nail lady brought her kids with her, and now she's getting all involved in a police situation with kids. But look for her kids to go be in the system sooner than later. And then you hear the famous, they didn't do nothing. And then one of the kids, they stand up, is over 6 feet tall. And then she stayed yelling at another kid, either the 6 foot, kid or somebody else, like, he's 12, you know, okay, he's 12 years old, but he's doing stuff he shouldn't have. And here's what nobody saw. There's a tall man standing next to a short man, looked like he was getting involved, but he was not being a pain in the backside. He was not talking trash. But he was not even touched or even spoken to. He was totally ignored because he was behaving. Here's what else is that they're not going to tell you, that this incident took place on the Green Line in the D.C. Metro. The Green Line is infamous because it's the most dangerous, the most criminally prone rail line in the system. This particular line goes through Shaw, Anacostia, Congress Heights, and Suitland. And unfortunately, I had to drive through some of these neighborhoods working for Uber, and I did not like it. I don't like it. I avoid there going at all costs. And then here's another thing that they forgot to tell you. Last week in that same neighborhood, which is now a huge party destination on the weekends, a white gay man was assaulted by, now wait for it, black teenagers. As for the cop, I hate to be in his shoes. The transit police don't want any publicity like this whatsoever. The chief is a yes man for the transit authority, unlike the transit bureau, the old New York City transit police. And I talk to the cops in the system all the time. Morale's at zero. The job does not have your back. You're discouraged from being proactive because of the politics. And now in the District of Columbia, they decriminalize fare evasion, which means you can fare beat and get a civil ticket. So because in the minds of the illustrious D.C. council, too many gentlemen of color get stopped and get a criminal records for hopping the gate. Should the officer had acted differently? I'll let you decide. We're going to get Mike's comments about transit police and some other things as we finish up on 7-5 Radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we're back. Scoop State with Mike Guerin. Mike, did you see the video in Washington, D.C. concerning the transit police?
I did, Scoop. I did see that, and I'm about to get fired up here, if that's okay. You know, I am so sick and tired of how race is being used. And it's the mainstream media that's doing this. You know, these guys, let me tell you something, and I know you know this to be true. When I was a cop, you know, if you've got any time on the force whatsoever, you go out and you don't look for things to get into. You know, it's going to cause, you know, lots of paperwork, court time. I'm not saying I was lazy, but I didn't just pick out, you know, these two dudes over here, regardless whether they're black or white, and go get in their business. You know, police come when they are called. These guys receive the call. And I guarantee you, them being white police officers and it being a black teenagers, they thought, oh, gosh, you know. But you've got a job to do. And I don't know how training was in New York Police Academy, but when I went through the Tennessee Police Academy in 1989, nobody walks up on a cop. You're going to stay at good arm's length from me. You're not getting in my space. And when you violate that space, that's a threat. These guys, to me, acted exactly as they should have. They they didn't come looking for this. They received the call, so they responded and they handled the situation as the best they could. And I get so mad at this because, 90% or I'd say even greater of the police, are just out there to do their job. Are there racist policemen out there? Absolutely. I'm sure there are, just like there is, across the country. But, you know, well over 90% of the police officers could give a crap what color your skin is. All it comes down to is, are you breaking the law and are you not? But since, unfortunately, since the Rodney King incident and the videos and I don't, you know, by no means do I support, I mean, he got a good butt whooping and they went overboard. But that changed, that day changed policing forever. And I don't mind people videoing the cops and the body cams. It's good for the people to see, but I hate that the way race is always an issue. And I was labeled a racist because I disagreed with the way President Obama handled the Ferguson incident. Just because I disagreed, I said nothing out of the way. I made a post, and I was immediately a racist. You know, listen, I'm an American. I vote Republican, but it's like this. Whoever's in the White House, I'm going to try my dangest to support them because, number one, I am an American. I want this country to succeed. I don't care what color you are. I was actually on the Ben Carson bandwagon. He would have been, I thought he would be a great first African American president or black president, whatever the politically correct word of the day is. I don't care if it's a female, except for Hillary Clinton, thank God. I tried to support Obama. He's our president. But the way he set us back 50 years racially, and it's sad. And I'm by no means advocating this whatsoever, but with the mainstream media keep making race an issue, you're going to start seeing, these crazy wackos, the white supremacists, the KKK, and all these hate groups. We're going to see a resurgence of that if we're not careful. And, sadly, history history repeats itself from time to time, and I so hope it doesn't come to that, because I, you know, I have some very dear, dear friends that their skin color is not the same as mine. You know, we're all Americans. God breathed life into all of us. I just wish, and it's all the media. It's the mainstream media that keeps this going, because it, you know, ratings and, I get twisted up, Scoop, about this. It's, I don't know. I just wish we could come together as a country. You know, race has always been there. I think Obama said it was in our DNA. Well, you know, I grew up in the South, in my little hometown. I didn't see a black person until I got to high school. When I met one, hey, they're just like me. They're just dark. You know, his skin's darker than mine. We've become great friends and still have some very dear friends that are black.
Right.
But here, right.
But Mike,
yeah, go ahead.
You mentioned the media. Well, this week the BET Awards host Regina Hall, who is from the District of Columbia, made some very terrible jokes about the gentrification of the District of Columbia. Excuse me. There we go. She said that D.C. was once a chocolate city. Now it's a white chocolate city. Imagine if I said, in the Bronx, they closed O'Toole's Bar and Grill for a Chuchi Frito shop or a rib shack. I mean, all hell would break loose. But go ahead, continue your point, Mike.
Oh, I could rant on about this. Bottom line is, and the statistics are out there, but Lord, let's don't let facts get in the way of anything. I'm trying to phrase this in a way that, let's just say, you know, I know 90% of the cops, they could care less what color you are. They're out there to do a job. And unfortunately, the statistics show that crime rates are higher among black America. And that's why, you know, there's more black people who are arrested. I posted a video that the other day, and I forget who was, but it was a black professor from a university, and laid it out just absolutely crystal clear that, you know, the cops are not racist. It's just they end up having to deal with the black public more often in many areas, and it, you know, makes it seem like they're targeting the black people. You know, here's an idea. When the police say, hey, stop, put your hands up, or whatever, if you obey their orders, you're less likely to get tased or shot or, just comply. Don't fight. It's you're going to lose. And then the officer, sadly, has to intervene, and then he's scrutinized for doing his job. I couldn't be a cop today, Scoop.
Right.
30 years ago, it was a lot different.
Right, of course, and 6 years ago is even more different. But anyways, folks, we have 75 Day coming up, July the 5th. Go out, wear your 75 shirts, play 75 Radio on the archives at 75radio.org, and take pictures. Post pictures on the Facebook account, the 75 fan page. Ladies, we're talking to you because we got plenty of guys with their contributions, because we want to get the word out there about 75 Radio and the 75 movie, because you can't have one without the other. Also, next week, next Saturday, if you are anywhere in Eastern Tennessee, please, by all means, get down to the I-75 Raceway. Walt Yerke will be there doing a meet and greet. Mike Guerin will be there doing a meet and greet. You can buy Mike and Walter some adult beverages. Walt might Walter might have some of his catchphrase shirts about breaking a neck. Go and break it. But anyways, another great show in the can. This is Peter Skoopstad for Mike Guerin. Remind everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Be safe, everybody.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.